And I want to talk about a few of them very quickly so you understand what's going on.
In solitary confinement right now.
One of my clients is named Christopher Worrell. He's from Florida. He has non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It's getting worse by the day. He has not been permitted to see his oncologist. He has not been permitted to receive any of the cancer treatments that have been prescribed for him by his own oncologist. He has contracted COVID, and he is in serious danger. I have another client that you may have heard of. His name is Ryan Samsell. Ryan was severely and viciously beaten by a federal corrections officer while in pretrial detention, presumed innocent. He is blind in one eye. He's lost the use of an arm. He is in a county jail in Rappahannock. He is not receiving the MRIs he needs, the surgeries he needs to minimize the degree to which he will be crippled for life. I have another client named James McGrew, who was in pretrial detention, presumed innocent, who attempted suicide before he was arrested because of the stress and anxiety of worrying about being arrested. He now has 95% kidney failure. He desperately needs dialysis, and guess what? He's not getting it. The final person I want to talk about is the ultimate example of political persecution. And I have my little wristband on here, Justice for Ashley Babbitt. And I can talk about that one. I can talk about that one a lot. There was one person that was killed at the Capitol that day. Nobody wants to say her name. They tried to cancel her post-mortem because she does not fit in with the narrative that there was an armed insurrection. She was unarmed. She was no immediate threat of serious bodily harm or death to anyone. The shooter, who it appears was part of Nancy Pelosi's personal security guard, was barricaded and behind cover. She was surrounded by Capitol police officers. If you watch the video, it's very interesting. After he takes aim at her for about 30 seconds, they calmly walk away. Okay? If you want to talk about due process and deprivation of life without due process, look no further than Ashley Babbitt.